is Healthy Seed.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Are you hearing me right now? Because I am talking to you, Mr. Pants.
Do not destroy Pants. Destroy Constitution.
Destroy the country. That is very good, son.
Thank you.
Not the Pants. Keep the Pants. I like
will
the Pants.
Do.
I like the Pants.
Hey, someone want to get that teleprompter working for me?
Don't wreck the Pants.
Anything but the Pants.
Not the Pants.
You know, I don't know if it's true or not, but do you think Michelle wears the Pants? And if she doesn't, at least
she
tells them which ones to wear.
She stays very healthy. She has nice pants, too.
Yeah. Folks, I said this for the new listeners. You don't teach people to respect those that are in office that are violating their office. So we're literally trying to have a little fun with this situation, but it's true. I mean, if you ask if there's any weight behind it, absolutely there's weight. It's just how foolish people are to believe what's going on out there. This week we've seen the little six-year-old girl who received a pat-down at the airport security in New Orleans. And the parents were outraged by it. This went viral, by the way. A video of the couple's daughter going through the screening went viral on the internet, getting thousands of views on the site like YouTube. It shows a TSA agent rubbing the young girl's inner thighs and running her fingers inside of the top of the girl's blue jeans. The Drexel said that they stood powerless. Untrue. Baloney. Powerless, my hind end. Folks, crazy stuff. Remember how I said this months back that they're going to continuously push the envelope until the American people say that's enough. Folks, they don't need to be putting their hands on you. Mm-mm. It's a violation of your Fourth Amendment. As a matter of fact, just to show you, let's go back to the Constitution again so you can understand when you are going through the TSA in the name of terror. Again, let me ask you the question, America. Who's losing their rights? You are. Who's gaining control? The government is. Okay? The Fourth Amendment, Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause. Should I say that again?
Mm-hmm.
But upon probable cause. What do you think that little girl is doing?
Here's the stipulation. That's right.
Yeah, okay. And particularly describing the place to be searched and the person or things to be seized. Folks, do you really think they don't have metal detectors that can detect what's going on inside it? I mean, underwear bomber?
This is so
give
logical.
Me a stinking break.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, is it stopping? Now they want shoe scanners? I said this, folks. I'm telling it again. It's going to continue on until you say that is enough. They do not need to be putting their hands on you. They do not need to be screening people to see their naked bodies. There is no justification for it whatsoever, zilch. By the way, let me say this, America. Again, listen to me carefully. It's illegal. It's illegal. The airports don't have to have the TSA in there putting their hands over your little 4-year-old kid, your little 6-year-old kid.
It's a private enterprise.
They stood there powerless watching their little kid be violated? Wait. Whose kid is that?
Mm-hmm.
Theirs. They have to take responsibility and zero out on this nonsense and say you're not doing that anymore. There's no reason they put their fingers or their hands on that kid. Zero, zilch. Nothing. Nada. Mm-hmm. Nada.
No probable cause.
No probable cause. I just read the law, folks, so let me ask you a question. Who's breaking the law? Oh, but it's all in the name of safety or security.
Oh, that's right.
For who?
Mm-hmm.
Is it about safety
Who's
and security,
safer?
Or is
Who's
it
safer?
About control?
Yeah.
Giving more power over unto a corrupt system. How many TSA agents need to be busted before you finally figure out that a lot of those folks are corrupt?
Yes.
The organization is corrupt. Who's overseeing the organization? Who is, folks? If it stands contrary to the law, then someone's breaking the law, and it's not the little 6-year-old girl. It's the person putting their hands on the 6-year-old little girl.
So you have criminals. You have one that'll agree to put their hands on the 6-year-old girl.
All
just sickens
oh,
me.
Oh, I'm so glad they do it. I feel
I'm protecting
so
you.
Safe
I'm
when I go
you.
Through the airport like that.
Trust me. Trust me. I'm a TSA member.
Well,
I'm protecting you.
I know.
You.
But, you know, here, let's get a little facetious again, Jake. And I think that same government's going to go to war with Arizona's governor and say, just leave
we're
those
protecting them, too.
Just leave those illegal immigrants
right.
alone.
And we're protecting them, too.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to try to sue you, Governor Brewer in Arizona there, because you know what? I don't want you stopping them illegals coming into America, but you Americans, when you go and get on an airplane, guess what? They put their hands on you, and this president and this administration and this illegal government and its administration want to make sure that those illegals are left alone. You do the math.
All in the name of protection. Protecting.
You can't stop them. We know cops are getting killed in Arizona. Kids are getting ripped off in Arizona because of
drug
dealers.
Problems, yep.
We know there's drug running going on. We can't protect them borders.
No, that's not our job, is
keep
it?
Keep your eyes on Canada, too. The Canadian border, because there's a lot of stuff going on there, too, folks, that you're left wide open. It's like the one-eyed deer. If you wanted to destroy the deer, go to the side that his eye is shut on.
I can't see.
What he can't see, that's how you destroy him.
I was just staying last night in a hotel with a guy who's actually from Canada, and he brought up something, since we're talking about Canada. He brought up his school. He homeschools his kids. And I said, wow, that's awesome. How's that going in Canada? What's the education system like? He said he went to his first grade nephew's school, and two little kids were swearing at each other using the F word in the first grade class.
Wisdom is justified by your children.
Yeah.
Who taught those kids how to swear?
And so we're talking first graders in Canada, Canada's public school. I guess there's a mass exodus from public schools up there.
All
lots
over.
Of homeschoolers.
Yeah.
And this is happening in our country as well, but in Canada specifically. The teacher said, oh, let's settle down right now. Just don't, you know, don't speak so loudly. It was okay to use the F word. And the guy said that I walked out of that school and I would never put my kids in that school. Why?
Here, you want
to... Wisdom is justified by our children.
Let me just point the finger again. Who's the problem? The kids or the parents?
I would say the ones training the kids who don't know any better.
Train up
a
child in the way that they will go, and when they're old, they will not depart from it. Child acts just like parents. Parents not at fault.
That's right.
No. Parent is teacher. Student follow teacher.
That's right.
Right? Remember when
teacher
Sato
teaches?
Said to Danny Arusso, student teach teacher. Do you remember that? He was exactly right. Okay? My little kids are going to act just the way that I train them. And if I'm following Christ, they're going to look just like Christ. Mm-hmm. They're going to act like Christ. We train our kids up in the fear of God. Well, if we leave off God of the equation and we train them up in a godless manner, they're going to be godless kids. So therefore, you have a problem in the schools.
You know,
but it's not the parents' fault. And if you say it is, then you know I'm going to get me an attorney.
That's right. Now, what these kids are doing is what the parents would tolerate. Now, let's use the same analogy in the sense of our government, those elected leaders. They will act as children. They will do what we tolerate. They won't stop doing until we stop tolerating.
So who's the grown-ups here?
We have to be the grown-ups.
Here's the grown-ups. The left and the right are constantly fighting and debating.
Yeah.
What are they teaching
and yelling at
the
each
younger
other.
Generations? What are they teaching them?
It's debate and yell at each other.
Is this what we
but don't change?
Is this what
don't
we become
resolve.
When we grow up?
That's right.
I don't want to become those guys. I can't stand those guys. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to jump in, we're going to continue on this line of thought, this train of thought. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Last hour to jump in.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, we rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We are asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we will send you a special Sons of Liberty message, The Two Pillars, on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this. Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
With the largest rate of teens having sex in the country and the fifth highest HIV AIDS rate in that age group, let's forget about the disease if you can, Philadelphia has launched a campaign to reverse those trends with a website that offers mail-order condoms to children as young as 11.
Ambulance at the bottom of the mountain.
Did you guys hear that story about the... And it's true, we went out to Columbine High School, where Eric and Dylan shot 13 people and killed them. And on the way out there, we noticed out on the West Coast they had these windy roads that would go around these particular mountains. And on one edge, we noticed cars would go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. Soon, a concerned committee got together and said, we need to remedy the problem. We need to fix the problem. You know what their problem was? You know what their remedy was, America? They didn't put a stop sign or a warning sign on top of the hill before they went over. They decided to put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. That's true. That's a true story.
Philadelphia School District.
So you have kids in Philadelphia as young as 11. Parents, now listen to this. They say they just can't believe this. They can't believe that little kids are having sex. Folks, first of all, I want to tell you this. For the most part, I don't believe it. I'm not saying it doesn't happen occasionally, but they want to blow up the stats to bring it to emergency state all the time so they can give them condoms.
Do something.
When I was 11 years old, I knew I was curious, but I didn't get nothing until in the fifth grade they taught me what to do and how to do it. I still didn't get it then. And then 6th grade and 7th grade, I don't remember kids having sex in 7th grade. And I was in North Minneapolis. I was in the hood, dude. And I'm not saying kids weren't being violated by their parents. I'm not saying that. I'm talking about consensual sex. Mm-hmm. You didn't know what to do then. And if you did, where did you learn it from?
That's right.
These are 11-year-old kids that they in Philadelphia now can go to a website, and all the parents are just, oh, we don't know why these, you know, the kids are going to do what the kids are going to do. Let me ask you something, Philadelphia. Who taught those kids how to commit the crime in the first place? How to have sex in the first place? And they are crimes before God. 1 Corinthians 6:9, Matthew 5. Fornication, sex before marriage, adultery. Jesus said even if you look at a woman to lust after, you've already committed adultery with her in your heart. And no adulterer has any inheritance into the kingdom of God. Just think about that, America. You have to give an account before God for every idle thought and every idle word. See, that's why the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Wake up. The only one that can do that is Jesus Christ by the Holy Ghost. Back to the kids in Philadelphia. Listen to what it says on their website. The website, Take Control Philly, listen to the word, provides information on sexually transmitted diseases. How do you have disease? You have to transmit them by having what? Sex. Who taught them how to have sex? And what is illicit sex? What does it bring forth? Just like lust bringeth forth sin, and sin when it is finished bringeth forth death. James 1:18. What is it? Who taught them how to commit the crimes? This website provides information on sexually transmitted diseases and where to go for help, as well as straight talk, not to tell them not to do it, but to show them how to do it. As well as straight talk and explicit illustrations on how to use a condom. Come on, folks. I mean, do I need to get into detail graphically here for you? 11-year-old boy with a condom on? Are you kidding me? And I'm not being rude or crude, but give me a stinking break. This is in the mind of some sick people. To hand 11-year-old boy in Philadelphia a condom, give me a break. The website says, and let's face it, sex is more fun. They're promoting it, folks. Sex is more fun when you're not worried about getting pregnant or getting a sexually transmitted disease, says the website. I thought this was prevention. It's not prevention. It's teach them how to commit the crime. Teach them how to give up their virtue so they submit to any foreign power, said our forefathers. Back to the website. If you feel you and your partner are ready to have sex to 11-year-old children, this is a crime, America. These people need to be thrown in jail. Folks, if they were in a court of law, this is a sexual crime. This is a crime. See, they want their crimes to become more normalized. Yeah, yeah. Do you not understand?
And embraced. That's
folks,
right. That's right.
Parents, I want to tell you something. If you see anything like this, promise me you will call this ministry. We will get it into the right hands and get this stuff dealt with. I promise you that. If you feel you and your partner are ready, these are adults talking to little 11-year-old kids, ready to have sex, it is important to use protection every time. That means use a condom and using it right. But the parents are in an uproar. They just don't know what the problem is. Turn on your television. What's the problem? Are you stinking kidding me?
Find it right there. I got a quote by Samuel Adams. A general dissolution of the principles and manners will more surely overthrow the liberties of America than the whole force of a common enemy. While the people are virtuous, you brought up before crimes, while the people are virtuous, they cannot be subdued. But when once they lose their virtue, they will then be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal evader.
Can you educate the people on what you're telling me, Jake?
Virtue is
temperance.
It's a moral virtue. It's a quality that God gave us. How do we know fornication is wrong and adultery is wrong? God gave that law not to prevent us from something, but to prevent something for us. Premarital sex isn't meant outside of marriage. God was protecting us for that act. He's the one who gave that law to make it right. And then he said, when you break a law, there's a consequence. virtue is the same way, and it works with us the same way. You talked about before, a young person, before they even get the thoughts of sexual promiscuity, you got to rape their conscience, and that's exactly what these criminals, these sick-minded wackos, are doing.
Yeah, by the way,
we were just
listening to some audio sent from Liberty Counsel today from Planned Parenthood, and little girls, they were masquerading, calling in, and saying, what do I do? How do I have a test? So on and so forth. And they were teaching the kids as young as 13 years old to evade the law.
Yep.
They
so
were doing
what
the
they're
phone.
All about.
Well, that's why Planned Parenthood, sooner or later, they're going to get it. And this is why they're calling for the defunding of Planned Parenthood. And folks, mark my words, they'll probably just try to change the name like they do every time they're busted, like Acorn.
Shift the leadership
that's
and move it over.
That's right.
Same plan, but that's they make their money off of breaking God's laws. So once you do that, these people aren't going to stop there. And what Samuel Adams says is once you forfeit your virtue by breaking the law, no matter what
Great
or
point.
No matter how, you're going to ultimately be the one that falls prey to one greater than you that breaks the law.
And so does the innocent child, because they'll want you or they'll teach you to abort the innocent baby. Or what they'll do is that child will be raised without a father, just like I was.
Yep.
And so in saying that, I get it. That one hits home, so I totally get it. But my mom was married at the point, but I never knew my dad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my little boys will say, do you have a dad? Well, no, honey, I was hatched. No, you get the point. I'm just playing. But anyways, folks, here, let's talk about liberty, shall we, Jake?
That's right.
Should we talk about...
I almost forgot about liberty.
Should we talk about discrimination for a moment? Did you guys know that Lakers guard Kobe Bryant punched his chair, threw his towel, and then threw an anti-gay slur at the referee, Benny Adams, amid frustrations for picking up his 15th technical foul of the season Tuesday during the Lakers-Spurs game? Listen, I have no sympathy for Kobe Bryant. But what happened is the GLBT said foul. They said foul. He got fined $100,000. Folks.
A black man. Wow.
Yeah. No. It doesn't matter who you are.
Oh.
You don't speak out against us.
Oh, so you have no friends but yourself.
I mean, no. And everybody in the country now has to relearn their vernacular so they don't offend the... well-minded individuals that are, talking about fair play,
tolerance.
Equal, intolerance, and yeah. Oh, speaking of that,
did you say they fined him though?
He's appealing it, but they wanted to fine him $100,000.
What?
And Kobe Bryant said nope. He pledged to meet the groups such as HRC and Glad to apologize. But he said, I ain't paying the $100,000.
Yeah,
no. Why is this in the news?
Yeah, exactly.
Why is this in the news? Folks, you better just watch your P's and your Q's. No, folks, you better read your First Amendment put those people where they belong.
That's right.
Okay? Speaking of which, these people that just don't want discrimination. Folks, did you guys ever know that when I kick out laws in the state of Minnesota concerning homosexuality because it's illegal in this country? Did you know that I get emails like, I hope you die in the worst ways?
Well, that's loving.
While I'm warning them of the diseases to prevent rather than cure. Or how about this one? Bradley Dean, go to hell, loser, from the homosexual communities.
Loving.
Or how about go F yourself, Bradley Dean, from the homosexual communities.
Accepting, tolerance, yeah.
It's love.
Oh,
I mean, this is love.
Love. Teach us.
Ever come close to me and I'll bash your so-called Christian blanking heads in. I would like to personally see that.
Yeah.
I'd like to be a part of that one, yeah.
Where are you?
Yeah. But this is love from the homosexual communities.
Let's
go
learn.
Die in a fire and get out of my country and leave your religious blank at the door.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN.
Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafe1.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafe1.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. We were just talking about right before the break, Lakers guard Kobe Bryant. They want to throw a $100,000 fine on him for making an anti-gay slur. And I said, well, man, every time I just bring up the laws of the land that it's illegal in this country.
Yeah.
So what you have in this situation is you have criminals re-educating people not to point their finger back at their crimes. Mm-hmm. And you have the stupefied American people, in some cases, listening to it.
So I just,
go look up your state statute, folks.
I just want to learn more about love right now. I was wondering if you could maybe
teach me how. When I bring up the laws concerning homosexuality in our country, because it was illegal all the way up until 1961, and 1973 was considered a mental illness all the way up. Mm-hmm. Now they're teaching you better accept this or else.
Because it's all about love.
Well, no matter what, it doesn't matter. No matter what, you can't your deed if you do and your deed if you don't. No matter what you do or what you say. So some of the emails that I got in response, the same time that I'll, just like today, I'll get a couple more.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you die in the worst of ways, Bradley, while I'm on the radio warning them of their disease that they contract. Mm-hmm. I'm the bad guy for warning them. Go to hell, loser, as I'm preaching prevention is better than cure. I get emails like, go F yourself.
That one doesn't sound very loving.
Repent.
change your ways. That one didn't sound very loving. I'm not. Maybe that was an error. What's the next one say?
They just don't want me to tell them that they're going to actually have to face God on Judgment Day.
Oh.
Ever come close to me and I will bash your so-called Christian effing heads in,
sure.
Said the homosexual communities.
Now,
oh, no.
Is that a love language? That must be a certain type of love language.
It is a love language. It is.
Bashing people's heads in. Yeah. I love you!
Yes. Here's another one. Go die in a fire and get out of my country and leave your religious blank at the door, said the homosexual communities to Bradley, for inciting the laws of your land, America.
So they're tolerant of religion, too. Or what? No, they're not tolerant of religion.
No.
They're not tolerant.
No.
Oh,
no.
I thought they were tolerant.
No, that's all they talk is tolerance.
I've got to get this.
Equality.
Yeah.
Equal rights.
That's right. That's what I thought. But, okay.
Here's another one.
Maybe that's just a confusion.
You ready
line.
For this next one? Bradley Dean, I hope you get raped someday.
Oh.
From the homosexual community.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That is definitely loving.
Did they not prove my point?
If I've ever
they
heard of loving.
They prove my point.
That's that quote you read in the beginning. Just let them keep talking, right?
And that's then, exactly right. Here's another one. Christians are blankety, blankety, blank. I can't even say the last word.
Okay.
Who are they at war with, folks?
Seems to me they're at war with God, the Christian God.
Well, no, they're at war with their laws.
They gave
the
them
laws
life?
Of the American... Folks, why are we hearing politicians sympathize with people
yeah.
that are sending emails like
yeah.
this to people
Let's
that are merely
that.
Invoking the laws of the land?
Mm-hmm.
Do they not exemplify my point?
Yeah.
This is exactly my... Or what about poor Melanie Phillips in England, the UK? She said she didn't want homosexuals, sexualists, she called them, indoctrinating kids into public schools. They started threatening her life in the UK. Tolerance.
Tolerance, loving, and acceptance.
Not, totally.
Oh, man. These guys, I've got a lot to learn. There's no doubt about it.
You do.
It.
Oh, here's another one. Just this week, the state senate has approved legislation that would require California's public schools to include gay history and social studies lessons. I wonder how this is going to go
history.
Over with the fathers throughout this country.
How does life perpetuate itself?
No.
Through gay actions?
Here, do you want me to just... Here, I'll circle that right now for you.
There is no life through
there
gay actions.
There is no such thing as gay history. Hello?
I see.
There had to be a dad and a mom involved in that mix somewhere. Or maybe they just did something they didn't want to do. I don't know. This is the only way it
anything
works.
Anything could happen.
You know, we can't stand this, but this is the only way it works. We'll force ourselves to do this so we can have little Johnny and little Susie running around.
We'll need those heterosexuals.
Wait a second. Isn't that how things are supposed to work anyways?
Yes, it is. I mean, it seems to me the way that this whole thing started.
Let me end this article. Opponents say it would burden an already crowded curriculum and expose students to a subject that parents find objectionable. Who cares about the parents? But let me tell you something, conservatives. 90% of the kids in public schools belong to you. Oh, I hate saying
Think
that.
Think about that one.
I can't stand that. Well, you know, here's the deal.
Now that I've learned what real love is.
You do know what love is. Now you know.
I feel worthless on the radio.
Anybody, hey, folks, when you see those stop signs, you ignore them. Just get out and take a spray can and put hate across those stop signs. And when the cops pull you over, just rip up the ticket and say, who are you to judge me?
Yeah. Why do we even have cops
take
then?
Those
we don't even need them.
You're right.
Why do we even have them?
Get rid of those. Well, wait. Maybe we can re-educate the police to enforce... Uh-huh. What we call law, which is really policy.
That is exactly what we want. That's good, Bradley. Very good.
Are we buddies?
Very good.
Are you going to give me some of that cha-ching, Georgie?
No, I would like to donate to the cause. I like this very much.
Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of his law, his Ten Commandments, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, the Lord asked immediately after that? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of lawlessness? They that forsake the law praise the wicked, it says in Proverbs 28. Mm-hmm. In America, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. The mercy is found in the fact that the Lord showed you the way. Should we take some of these calls?
No, I think we need to keep going.
What about
This is a great topic.
No, what about this morning? It is great stuff, dude. Awesome. This is, if people would look.
Brings us to the answer.
It totally does. Who is perpetrating the crime?
Mm-hmm.
And how are they doing it? They act like they're little Easter bunnies or something, hopping around just friendly and fluffy. When in fact you hit them the wrong way, they're like caged lions with their mouth wide open.
Ready to devour.
Roaring. With their pink boots on. When we were in Princeton today, at a tea party, I kind of shared some of the stuff that we had talked about earlier. Jake prayed for about, I don't know, what was it, 47 minutes? God bless you. Jeez, I was cold. I was so cold, dude. I was so cold. It's like, come on. No disrespect, I speak as a man. I told the story that when I was a kid, I had a friend whose dad founded a company in Fridley, Minnesota.
That was great, by the way. I totally forgot about that part, but that was a great analogy. That was really good. That was really good.
What?
I got to let you say it. Folks, you're going to love this analogy. I was wondering, okay, so he's going, wow, that was good. How you ended it out, very good. Very relevant. Very, very relevant.
I'm patting myself on the back.
I would if I could reach you.
Hey, Kerry, hit this guy on a raise. $100 a week.
Oh, I love that.
All right. And I'll have you, with that raise of $100 a week, take me out to Ruth Chris's every time you
week?
Get paid. And that's probably $300
that
for me and my family.
Wait a minute.
See how that works?
That's really quick.
Doesn't that sound like politicians raising the taxes?
Yes.
Or, I'm sorry, lowering the taxes and then raising the gas prices?
We're going to help
We're
you.
We're going to get you one way or another, you foolish, foolish Americans.
Reminds me of those guys with white coats that sit in laboratories and do experiments on little animals and rats and stuff.
Yeah.
Let's see what they do here. Yeah. Oh, okay. That's how they react. Write that on the clipboard.
And the sick part of it is, they find pleasure in doing it.
That's our job. It's for the greater good.
Let's dissect them frogs, piece by piece. Let's listen to them moan and cry and scream. You know what's interesting?
Go home to
you know
what?
Now that
night.
We're on that vein, that thought, you hear what's going on in New York right now? They're finding all those bodies.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're finding bodies all over the place. How come Satanism is never brought up in the equation?
That's a protected religion, I thought.
Well, why is Satanism never brought up? People that
it's only on the
go
movies?
Through mass exodus through Satanists, as Satanists, a good portion of those people will tell you they've seen human sacrifice. How come you never hear about satanic cults on the news? It's protected. Because the people that are supposed to be protecting you are a part of it. Oh, and folks, let me tell you. Got a lot of friends that are cops? Know what I'm talking about. Have the t-shirt, got the hat. It's very real. But they always have to find a serial killer.
Oh.
They find bones all over the place. But what was it linked to? Oh, don't talk about that cult over there in St. Cloud where they've talked about human sacrifice. No, now you're getting really weird. Really. It's never brought up.
Mm.
Go to goodfight.org, I believe it is. It's a ministry that has come out of that talks about nothing but that. And Anton LaVey out in San Francisco, in Satanism. How they make it like it's just a little, you know, a little kitty to be pet,
mm-hmm.
when in fact it's nothing of the sort. It's dangerous. The people that leave those cults, they've seen this stuff, and it's covered up. But, you know, there's no such thing as cover-ups.
No.
No, 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 no.
That's a little too far.
Bradley Dean said there was a cover-up with so-and-so. No, 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 no. I didn't say that. The parents said that. That couldn't be happening here. No way.
Not in our town.
No.
This is the Dukes of Hazzard.
Just close your eyes, take your head, and stick it in the sand. That's not happening here. No way. As a kid, I had a friend whose dad founded a company in Fridley, Minnesota. He put his blood, sweat, and tears into that company. He literally blueprinted it from the ground up, and nobody understood what he had put into it to make it successful. The passion, the discipline, the diligence, and the perseverance. I'm going to finish it right when I get back. Carrie Ann's looking at me and saying, 30 seconds.
You're running low on time.
You got 30 seconds.
But this
Bradley
is good, folks. You're going to come back with us. This is a
great
analogy.
Put a little salt on your tongue. If you're thirsty, come back and we'll fill you up. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. Last segment, folks. The last segment. We'll be right back after this break.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. I was just talking about that right before. We find all these bodies in New York. You're hearing about it. And I think there's a different portion of the country that these bodies are being dug up in the numbers. And, folks, if you want to check it out, I just simply ask the question, how come Satanism is never being exposed in America, folks? Why is it never being talked about? Why is it being covered up? I have a friend that's a detective. And one time I was talking to him about it, and I kind of identified some of the things because I knew some people that were involved in it. To what degree, I don't know. But I said, dude, don't be surprised if you're out in the backwoods somewhere and all of a sudden you see these jokers. And who are they? They're lawyers and they're cops and they're just, oh, that's just really weird. You know, so what happened is a couple weeks later, he ended up taking his kids horseback riding. He calls me on his cell phone. He says, Bradley, guess what I'm seeing right now? By the way, it's the Halloween capital of America, I'll tell you that. He said, I'm seeing a bunch of people that look like professional people with black robes on standing around a fire. Yeah, I said, well, I told you that. People act like that's only in Hollywood. Like that's only a scary movie. Folks, if you would like to, I just got on the topic because we were talking about all the bodies being dug up. Go to goodfight.org. Goodfight.org and check out the occult. This guy's got his stuff together. And it's interesting, the stuff that he'll tell you straight out of their mouths, that we're a part of it, that now are saved by the power and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. But anyways, right before that break, if you'd like to check it out, goodfight.org, goodfight.org. Folks, if you'd like to know who we are, the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. If you'd like to support us, please do. We really do depend upon your gifts and offerings under this ministry to stay us out there and to keep reaching out further and further. If you'd like to do that, the number is 1-866-233-0747. Just got some calls a couple minutes ago. We want to tell you thank you. Again, that number is 1-866-233-0747. Thank you for your support. Aside of that, right before the break, Jake was blowing my horn. And I really appreciate that, Jake. He got a $100 raise. And so I mandated that he takes me out to Ruth Krish's and my family once a week, which will cost him probably $200 to $300. That's a pretty fair exchange. And then I said, isn't that what politicians do when they say they're lowering your taxes and they raise gas? They're going to get it out of you one way or another.
I'll give you one, you give me two.
That's right.
Yes.
Now, here's my analogy. As a kid, this is true, by the way. As a kid, I had a friend whose dad founded a company in Fridley, Minnesota. He put his blood, sweat, and tears into that company. He literally blueprinted it from the ground up, and nobody understood what he had put into it to make it successful. The passion, the discipline, the diligence, and the perseverance. It got to the point where it became so successful he could now sell his company, and that's exactly what he did. On the sale of the company, the buyers would have him continue to run the company for them to remain successful. In process, the company sold, and when it sold, the buyers went against the founder, and they contracted and fired the founder from the company. They broke the contract. They thought they knew better than the founder did. And to their shame, they tried to run it their way and failed miserably. And it sounds a lot like America. You cannot get rid of our founders and expect to prosper. George Washington, during his inaugural address, said, "The propitious, the favorable smiles of heaven can never be expected on a nation that disregards the eternal rules of order and right when heaven itself has ordained." President James Buchanan lines up right behind George Washington, and he said, there's nothing stable but heaven and the Constitution. Folks, I want you to hear this because this is very important for you to hear. The problems in our country didn't start in 1776. Our founding forefathers established who we are as a country under God. They established liberty and freedom that the radicals and the socialists are now fighting against, saying God's the problem. No, it's never been the problem. It hasn't been the problem for 200 and some years. God said, "I'll turn that nation into hell that forsakes him, not that serves him." The problem started in the 60s when the people started ignoring the corruption in the government. And when they forsook their God, then they submitted to the state. That's where the problem started. And they're still chipping away day after day. For those that didn't know, the French Revolution, over 10 years after American Revolution, are into their 15th Constitution. Brazil's into their seventh Constitution since 1822. Poland, their sixth constitution since 1921. Afghanistan is in their fifth constitution since 1923. And Russia's fourth constitution since 1918. They just don't get it, folks. That's why Russia is still a communist nation. America has the longest standing constitution in the history of mankind because of who our God is and because of what our forefathers submitted themselves to. Let me put the question to you. What did they establish? America doesn't know where it's going to if it doesn't know where it came from. You know, the motto during the Revolutionary War, I'm correcting myself, was "No king but King Jesus," and the flag that flew was "Appeal to Heaven." Folks, if you're lost, pick up the blueprint, the map to life. I don't go to Florida without picking up a map. Again, the two pillars, George Washington, the father of your nation, said religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. I went on and I started to share with the people at the Tea Party today that, listen, none of this is going to make sense. It has no heart thus far unless we pay attention to the price paid. And then I shared with them the veterans of World War I, 116,000 men bled and fought and died on the battlefield. World War II, 405,399 men Korea, 36,574. Vietnam, 58,209. Iraq, 4,413. Men and women died to ratify the Constitution with their blood. And you have people today that are trying to overthrow your Constitution that we point out all day long. Shame on you if you allow that. Shame on you if you've let down your arms. Shame on you if you're still seated in a time of adversity. Do you prefer Thomas Jefferson say? A timid people prefer the timidness rather than the tempestuous sea of liberty.
Yeah.
And that's exactly right. That's not what we've been given, folks. And I want to ask you a question before we get going here, folks. What would you think of me if I went and desecrated the sacrifice of those that served in our country? What would you do to me? You'd be pretty mad at me. Then why are you letting this administration do it? Why are you letting illegal agendas desecrate the graves and the memories of those that fought to uphold the Constitution? Why are you allowing them to burn the flag? Well, they may not literally be doing that, but they are literally doing that. You might not see them burning the flag, but their intent is to overthrow everything we stand for as a people. See, when you understand the price and the blood and the life and the sacrifice, we understand the redemption. And when we understand the redemption, we fight for what they fought for. I don't know how many times I need to say that. That's my message.
What good is an icon if you don't have the substance and the meaning behind it, which is a perfect analogy? If they burn a flag, the flag is just the icon. It's the natural exemplification of the liberties and the principles that we have in this country.
Yeah.
But we're allowing, well, folks allow, when they allow, I should say, yes. When they allow those sort of things to happen, they say, well, it's not really that bad, but yeah, it is. You're pulling out the pith and the marrow, as you bring up, of the bone. And there's going to be no substance. There's going to be no substantiating these liberties any longer, so long as we don't substantiate them ourselves. But again, the answer, and we've been talking about this whole hour, is we return to the God that gave us these liberties. We return to the God that gave us the law to protect these liberties. And we stay right there. It's safe right there.
The next question is this. America, how are you at peace with them that are at war with who you are? You know who they are. You know what they attempt to do. You know how they try to demonize you. You know how they try to belittle you. They're not at peace with you, patriots. They're at war with you, patriots. I want to say this again. My life is an open book. Go to bradleydean.com. Google my name and you'll know exactly, because these people prove my point. Listen. If it wasn't for them, you get the point.
Yeah. It still is a great quote.
Was it Woodrow? I'm going to give it to you again.
Yeah.
Because these people prove my point. Go to bradleydean.com and look at my name. And this is what I endure every day of my life with those people that are at war with who you are as a people. And they want you to believe it. And look what they do for me, just completely and simply exposing their crimes. Listen to this. Woodrow Wilson said, I've always believed that the greatest freedom of speech was the greatest safety, because if a man is a fool, the best thing to do is encourage him to advertise the fact by speaking. Check out Bradley Dean and see what they say about me, and then ask them to validate it. That's what I want you to do. And when they can validate it, I'll give you one. No, I better.
Not part of the
Yeah. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the Sons of Liberty, we will be back next week. If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to donate, 1-866-233-0747. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you next week.